Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 5th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are back with more of our finest youths who are currently in the United States for a six-week leadership training under the Mandela Washington Fellowship. This year's training started on June the 8th, and it will end on July 17. Kwaziwa ivatereri ili chonanjani sapolwe Zimbabwe. Kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection panopa Studio 7. Nasi tadzoka zvekare nevechidiki vari kuno kuAmerica pare zvino pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Lichonanjani zihlobo esithandekayo. Ikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Na lamhlanje sithe sililethele njalo abasakhulayo abaphansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Lamhlanje silabathathu uWenceslas Kuzai Katufa ose the University of Texas. Ukuzai ingumahlekisa is a comic sizoba lo Nkosana Nkomazana ose university efanayo usebenza lenhlanganiso yabaphakamisa insimbo kuthiwa yi-Fit Body kanye lenye njalo energy yakulezi insuku okuthiwa yi-Vios Energy, and we also have the only lady, and we honor ladies, Uchipo Paradzai, Ose University, Appalachian State University in North Carolina. She is the founder and director of the organization Refined Hearts. Thank you all for joining us. Chipo, you've been here now for, I think, 3-4 weeks. How has it been for you?
This is actually our fifth week. So far, so great. I've been absolutely inspired. First of all, I would say by the other fellows from the other African countries. They are doing remarkable work all across sub-Saharan Africa. And having that opportunity to get to meet young people from various countries such as Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, Madagascar as well has been absolutely inspirational for me. I've gotten to share some ideas with some of the young people to also get knowledge on how they have managed to impact their communities in the most simplest but yet very powerful and effective ways. So the fellowship has been simply amazing, networking, meeting also other Americans within North Carolina who are doing remarkable work in academia, in business, in civic society as well. Has been something that I'm definitely going to take home. Also, the best part of it as well is we have been having lots of fun. So I'm really enjoying the fellowship because as much as it's something to do with leadership development, we also get to have fun, to experience America and its culture and what it has to offer.
Kuzai, besides the food that I know sucks very much, how has it been like for you?
Well, actually, I'm not that person with a big appetite, so I was not going to comment about the food. But so far, you know, this place has got this mind shifting perspective that he has with regards to the way we view things back when we're in Africa. The people here, before we start even talking about, you know, the opportunities, they are friendly themselves. You meet someone in the street, you know, they're happy to strike that conversation with you professionally. They want to know what to do. They are willing to help and, you know, connect you with anyone that may be able to be of essence in whatever you are doing. And also, I would say the academic courses that we are taking here are so powerful. You know, when we're back in Africa, we are learning. It's more like cramming so that we just pass the exams and get our certificates. But the way we're doing our courses here, it's something that actually lets us understand from where we are coming as a people, as a generation, where we are coming from as Africa, and how we got to be where we are, what we really need to look at now in order to also make Africa a better nation, a better continent again. And also, I've been loving the networking sessions we're having here. We've visited a lot of places. We went to Dell, we went to Texas State Capitol, we've been to Capitol Factory, and we are meeting very big people. You know, in Zimbabwe, it's rare to, you know, to run around these big fishes when we are home. But here, you know, you can meet somebody who's big, who can change your life in a moment. And we are, you know, rubbing shoulders with some of these people, and these people are willing to help. If they are not in your particular field, they are willing to refer you to somebody who can be able to help you. And also, I would say this place, besides it being hot, like this place is very, very hot. Right now I had to sit outside because indoors it's actually something else. But, you know, they are affording us the opportunity to see ourselves in the future. Austin is a young Silicon Valley, probably the next Silicon Valley. And it's something that has also made me realize that we have what it takes back home. We just need to, you know, find the right methods, the right systems of putting that to use.
Nkosana, Kuzai says he's been meeting Nembinga Zekunogo. How has it been like for you?
Yeah, so I'll just add on to what Kuzai said. First of all, the city of Austin, it's an upcoming city, upcoming tech city. So you find that there are a lot of young people, a lot of creatives, a lot of business people here. And we've been enjoying ourselves a lot. So you mentioned that we went to a place called Capital Factory. So this is an innovation hub, or whereby they groom in young entrepreneurs. You get almost everything that you need as a young entrepreneur under one roof. You find that if you go back home in Africa, yes, these places are there, but they're only very few, and they're not able to cater for all the entrepreneurs back home. So coming here and seeing that firsthand in such a big building where every you turn, you find an entrepreneur, it was really an amazing thing. Yeah. Yes. And obviously the food here, I was once a rugby player. I love my food. I've been enjoying the food a lot besides.
You know, I always talk about the sugar that they put in pretty much every meal. Do you enjoy that, including me?
Yeah, so I had an amazing experience with my Nigerian and Ghanaian fellows. So we went to a supermarket and we're looking for biltong. So little did we know, we just picked up packets and went to check out. So now when we're eating on the road, yet this peculiar taste that we're not used to. It was sweet. And then only to interview a few locals, and they told us, no, that's how they have their biltong this side. Yes, to have a bit of sugar. So,
and if you give them biltong without sugar, they don't eat because they're like, what the hell is this? They yes. just don't do it.
Yeah, so that was an amazing thing. So every day we're learning new things about America.
Okay, great. Ngibuyele kuChipho. Kuyini okukodwa Chipho okubalulekileyo osukufundile? Ongathi emhla ka 17 mbuyela eZimbabwe yikho okumqoka engizahamba nguphethe.
Ngathi engufundileyo is actually how to write grants. It's something that I had personally been struggling to do, and beningela that knowledge, how to apply and how to have the proper framework and structure to apply for e-funding for my particular organization. So ngingathi one of the biggest takeaways for me e-grant writing, learning how to have an appropriate structure, framework to apply for grants.
I-organization yakho utheli sebenza laba lamantombazana ungachasisela uZulu kahle kahle ukuthi lenzani libaphathisa njani abasakhula.
Esikwenzayo ukuthi we realized ukuthi ama young women in order for them ukuthi befufile ama dreams abo, they have to have the appropriate mentorship and coaching. So what we do, we focus on getting professionals from different spaces to come through and mentor them in their various fields of expertise, and also focusing on career development and leadership as well. So we want to make sure that these young women get to see a role model who is similar to them. Also, we try to catch as much as possible to try and get young professionals so that it is more relatable to the young women, so that they get to see that as young people, they also have significant roles to play within their communities.
Mm-hmm. That's Chipo Paradzai. Please do stay on the line, Chipo. As I bring in Wenceslas Kuzai Katuka, Ngumahlekisa owe bambiza ngo Kadem, the comic. Kuzai, iwewe ndezvipi so far zvaungati zvakakoshesa kwauri zvaungati watodzidza kunoku kuAmerica under the Mandela Washington Fellowship, uyezve ndizvo zvakakosha zvauchadzokera kuZimbabwe wakatakura?
The main thing that I've learned kunoku zvandanyanyodzidza ndezvekuti, you know, as a business, you need to sell yourself well. Back at home there, we are probably waiting for customers, for clients to find us. We are not really pushing that much. But when you are here, the people here, they work. They every day, they are reaching out to customers. They are reaching out to potential investors and clients. That's one thing that I've learned. And I've also managed to find a better way of how I can sell the business that we're doing, the comedy business, because here is a hive of the comedy business. There's a lot of comedy clubs, probably over 14 comedy clubs that run comedy shows on a daily basis here. We don't have that in Zimbabwe. So by looking at the model that runs here, these guys have a working model whereby they train comedians, which then feeds into the platform, into the comedy circuit, which then makes the comedian scene. And now these comedians now work with big companies and organizations. So it's just going to be the same model that we are going to use, except that now we are going hard and we are going in all. I've learned myself how to pitch, because these guys are ensuring that, you know, we'll be able to tell our businesses to anyone who attended Tango Sangana. You know, if you meet an investor, you need to say out your stuff in 15 seconds, in 30 seconds, which is something that I think is very important, because the people here are busy. In Zimbabwe, the same. It's rare to meet these big guys. But when you do, it's probably for a minute. And you just need to say something that will touch something, some part of their heart, so that at least they will be able to help. But overall, my biggest takeout is I've understood the history of where we are coming from as Africa, because we have every resource that we need in Africa. It's just a matter of converting it into something that will benefit, you know, those people that are living in Africa.
As a comedian, unombo taura ma jokes ako here uchifunga kuti apa ndaro and nobody laughs.
Uri comedian ndara ukaenda pa stage, it happens. It happens when you are starting. sometimes probably aunonya sogona ngogadzira joke racho zvinoitika. We call it dying kuti ha comedian akafa pa stage because you would have done jokes vanhu vorega kuseka. But it's also something chinoita kuti udzidze next time kuti ah joke rangu ndatadza kurinyora or maybe ndatadza kuritaura musha. Saka if you ukaona mukana wekuperforma nguva nenguva zvinokupawo mukana wekuti uve wakuziva kuti majokes angu aya ndoanoshanda kunzvimbo dzakadai, majokes angu aya haashandi. So ndozvatiri kuda kuedza kugadzirawo muZimbabwe kuti macomedians edu anowana mukana wekuperforma frequently from time to time so that paanozoendawo pabig stage their craft is ready, is good quality for our audiences.
And wambotaura comedy clubs akazara Austin, Texas ikoko. Yeah. Have you had the chance to attend some of them? Uchimboona comics ekuno kutanozvifambisa se?
Yes, I had a chance. I actually did my first show last Sunday at a place in Onzio, The Creek and The Cave. There were other many comedians from this side and watch perform out, and it's good because I takaenda nemangu mafellow and dinner okunoku. So about 15 to 20 of the Africans that were also part of the audience. So for those guys, it was something that was new for them because kunoku wajarongo performera, you know, diverse audiences, but not mainly an African audience. So it gave them another way on the jokes that they were delivering on that particular day as well.
And did you get a chance to perform as well?
Yes, I managed to perform there. It was very good. I enjoyed myself. I had fun because I was also learning. This is a new town altogether, mixed audiences, but it was packed and I enjoyed. Eventually, as a comedian, Mufano Zongo Segeza one. Yeah, I'll find Zovavana, it's not sick.
Give us one of your best jokes.
Oh, okay. So one of my best jokes, I have a lot of best jokes. Ini nangu from zinzandrugona kuno kune zvirikuitika kumba, I feel sorry for $1 because $1 should be depressed right now because zvarikuitika nevanhu kuZimbabwe ka nevalue yari naro hazvimeke sense. Because imagine being born in Washington DC and then you end up uri mbraya sispamela kuna avenues ekuna china man. That's crazy. The US dollar should be very, very depressed right now. So I feel for
that, that's really funny. Isaga, and that conjures in my mind those $1 notes that number. Now, talk swiba. Tunenge tuchiwacha ku Zimbabwe. I'm also imagining with the kana tuchifuka we originated in America. Pane vamwe vedu vari smart smart. How do they feel really?
Yeah, I know kuti anenge ari one because mukada kutasa tuma dollar tacho twakasviba sviba kuti tinoita pfuura kwakawanda. Porisi, you know, kana porisi uchitambidza mabribe kuZimbabwe inokapeta peta. So pakanozosvika kwauri ma one. Now imagine conversation that they will have when they meet, when I'm going to bring a dollar that is fresh from this side kuHarare. Rova rasangana nerimwe dollar ragara rikoko. That conversation will be something that is, you know.
I'm fresh from Washington.
Yeah, I'm fresh from Washington. You know, it will be a very wonderful conversation, I tell you.
That's really funny. All right, Kuzai, please do stay on the line. Ngilete uNkosana Nkomazana. UNkosana, kuyinokubalulekileyo sokutholile so far lawe from iprogram yakho?
Okay. Into one eqhathekile sengifunde kakhulu is inclusion yama youth ku economy. Into esibona nxa ukuthi thina singale in Africa siyabona ukuthi abasakhulayo siyavalelwa phandle manje sifuna ukungena endaweni ze economy yoku economy yelizwe nxa ukuthi sizama ukuvula ama business sizama ukuba part of ama programs aloqhubekelisa phambili i-economy nxa sithi sifuna ukuba part of ama-conversations or to ukuthi sihlangane labakhokheli bamabhizimusi ngale ekhaya, we find that ukuba nzima for us. And but ngapha what we see ukuthi wonke umuntu whether ngowesifazane whether ngabasakhulayo or anyone, even abakhulileyo, they are part of the bigger goal of which is to make economy even cool. So that's one thing that is engifundile, and it's seen everywhere in the world. Ukuthi ama countries lawa pusha indaba ye inclusion, ukuthi wonke umuntu participate or angene, a contribute something ngomnotho welizwe, it's seen ukuthi aphumelela. But e Africa masikhangela, siyabona ukuthi abasakhulayo labesifazane kakhulu, they're not really included. And it's not just the economy wise, and siyabona even like politics ukuthi bavalelwa ngaphandle. But the one thing that I have learned ukuthi ma everyone engabiswa endaweni eyi-one, and we have ama conversations, and sizame ukubona ukuthi singaphuma lama idea anjani ukuthi ilizwe lemali ilizwe liqhubekele phambili.
Siyabona usebenza lenhlanganiso ezimbili, i-feedback eyokujima eyokuphakamisa insimbi esingathi nge-physical health.
Yes.
Kuzoba le virus energy ekhangelane lamandla kagesi akulezi nsuku esingathi i-clean energy.
Yebo.
Ungathi kokubili kuqangatheke kanganani kwi-economy yanamuhla kwabasakhulayo banamhla nxa sikhangela ikusasa esingathi i-future ye-clean energy, i-future yenhlala kahle yabantu nxa sesikhangela ezempila kahle.
Yeah, ma uthi siyabuyela emuva and sikhangela indlela esaqalisa ngawo amabhizinisi lawa labantu engisebenza lawo. So sakhangela sabona ukuthi nxa sibuya kwindabani zempila kahle i-fitness, bala lawo abathi ngesilungu ngama-chronic diseases, siyabona ukuthi o-BP, abo-sugar diabetes and all, ayakhwela ngezi nsuku. And imbangela ngkhona isimele ukuthi abantu abasadli kahle, and abantu njalo abasasebenzi or abasa-exercise njengakudala. Kudala abantu babesidla izinto ezilakha umzimba, and izithwala zemabele, onyawuthi. But now masibona kathesi ukuthi izinto lezi asisazidli, and even indlela sasisebenza ngazo kudala sesijintshile. Abathi sesona sihlezi ema-ofisini ngemva kwamakhompyutha. So umsebenzi awusekho lwana owenza umzimba ukuthi usebenze kakhulu. So inkinga esuke be khona lapha ukuthi now then sesithola-ke imikhuhlane le esasingelayo kudala. Sabona ukuthi imikhuhlane entsha esikhona e-Africa. So we're trying ukuthi sisolve udaba lolu, just to try to get people to eat healthy, abantu ba-exercise, bagijime. So into esizama ukuthi sizipromote eZimbabwe. Then sibuya-ke lapha kule i-virus energy ekagesi. So siyabona ukuthi singoda umuntu usetown or abasemakhaya, abasemathown sile problem yezesa or amagetsi ahlale ngekho, amagetsi ahamba. And abasemakhaya futhi inkinga yisem ngoba sasisebenzisa imkhuni and all. But kathi sesibona ukuthi kulale bayi deforestation, amagang ethu sephela, and sokubangela izinto eziningi ezinjengathi ngabo soil erosion, ukuguda komhlaba and all. So thina esekuzama ukuthola ukuthi sizame ukupromota indlela ezintsha ezokusebenza i-energy. So sizame ukuthi si-promote ukusetshenziswa kwegasi engathi ingcono ukuphakamisa i-environment yethu. So kuma-towns were just advocating for the use of LPG. It's the same laba semaphandleni.
Okay, saka Nkosana kana tichitarisa nyaya ye physical fitness vis-a-vis nyaya ye kushandiswa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki vemazuva ano. We know pane drug abuse yakawanda iri kuitika Bulawayo, Harare, maguta akawanda wanda. Ungati nyaya yefitness yakakosha sei panyaya dzekurwisana nekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka zvisiri pamutemo?
Yeah, inyaya yakakosha zvikuru kozi patova kuHarare nekumaguta ese muZimbabwe tiona kuti vechidiki vakunyanya kushandisa zvinodhaka too much. But and it's coming from a problem a lack of unemployment and all. So we find that by providing into the fitness and all, we give them an alternative thing to get into. We find that umuntu nxa belento yokwenza, if you are looking forward to something, kuba ngcono ukuthi bathola something to do in during the time than ukuthona behlezi emabhrijini besebenzisa izinto ezidakayo. So you find that ukuthi e-sport, in if you look world over, it's very good for solving some of these societal issues. If you look back even in ngesikhathi Mandela, he said e-sport is what is uniting people. So you find that we can use this into zing about sport and all and fitness just to get the youth off the streets and for them to be healthy and just try to solve some of the mental challenges that they are going through and depression as well.
Chipo, I know kunoko you stayed kuti you've made my contacts, networking and so forth. Then ku Zimbabwe I know kuti nyaya se munhu anoshanda ne vana sikana, I know kuti nyaya ye kurodzwa kwevana kana kuti my child marriages inyaya inonetsa zvikuru. How close is that issue to your heart?
It's a very touching issue to me, because I'm really passionate about seeing young women and girls, let me say, instead of saying young women, women and girls really fulfilling their dreams, becoming all that they are meant to be. So if you are going to take a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old and marry her off to a 40-year-old man, it is not going to give her the liberty to fulfill her dreams. She won't have the liberty to be able to continue her education. She won't have the liberty to one day take up a leadership role because she's so busy at a point where she should be gaining education, at a point where she should be, you know, getting mentored, getting coached. She's instead becoming a mother, a wife, and having no chance at all whatsoever to have that opportunity to actually dream big and to say, this is what I want to do with my life. So child marriage is really, they touch me to the core because they hinder the potential of girls. They hinder the growth of young women's dreams. Child marriages, they stifle the voices of girls, of young girls. So my child marriages, they really affect me to the core. And as someone who is passionate about seeing girls and women fulfill their dreams, this is something that is one of our future goals to work on in my organization.
Ko nyaya yekusimudzwa kwe age of consent kwakaitika was it last month or last of last month, uri kuona zvichibatsira here pakurwisana nedambudziko here?
And ndinoona zvichibatsira, but at the end of the day, it's good that the law has put that down, but at the end of the day I believe kuti nyaya idzi, we now need to try and look at them at a social norms and values level where we are now trying to change the narratives that are there when it comes to age of consent. Because as much as the law might have put it down, we now need to go at family levels, to go at community levels, and to change certain ways of thinking, which are the norms and values. Because as much as we might have that legalized, we now need to go out into the communities and change the different ways of thinking around that.
Anzi, each society kuzai inema tambudziko ayo. Ikuno kuku America vechidiki, and indeed everyone, we also have our own problems, but pane dambudziko rakanyanya re drug abuse, pane dambudziko rakanyanya re violence, gun violence, vechidiki vari kuurayana Chicago, DC, different places. Have you had that chance yekuongorora matambudziko ari kusangana nevechidiki kunoko, kudzai umbokompeyawo nezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe woona kuti zviri kufamba sei?
So in terms of matambudziko arikuitika, it's real. But like what Kosana said, mainly inyaya yekuti vechidiki havana kwekuenda kana vapedza kudzidza. Havana mabasa ekunoita because mabasa acho kunze uko kunenge kusina. Which is one thing that is different from our side and kunoku America. Kunoku America, if you have your qualifications, you're not going to be sitting in the streets which does my drugs because you've got something that is keeping you busy and which is working. Isusu, we try to use our comedy to also, you know, challenge my toxic social norms and say to kwanevanhu kunze uku, you know. So we also touch on topics like gender-based violence, drug abuse. We have a project that we actually finished in Onze Guka. My team was producing it at Simuka Comedy. They were producing it from June until probably towards the end of July. It's a project that is targeting Mfakose as a place to shine this Christ or meth. So Guka actually means generation under key awareness. So we're trying to infuse our humor in order to bring out the problems that the Mufakosi youngsters are facing from using drugs. And the kushandisa kwama drugs wako affecte munhu ari kurova ma drugs yet kuna affect even the people around them, which is why now we have my issues akaita say rape that are also affecting a young girl child. So Kunoku, yes, it's unfortunate there is an issue of gun violence. We're here in Chicago today. There was also another mass shooting that happened. But inyaya yekuti these laws that are or policies that are probably set, we also need to come together as a people to, you know, be able kubvunzurudza kuti wamukuti mutemo uyu is actually backfiring on us. Pamwe hausi mutemo, why don't we do this? So isusu, we use satire to do that, to talk to the government, because satire is more like we are speaking the truth to the government. When we feel like the government has misstepped, when we feel like our leaders, not just in politics, our church leaders, our business owners, when we feel that they have misstepped, we use satire to try and show them that, yeah, this is how we did your things and you should have done it this way from how we sing things. So yeah, it's crazy, but it's all about having opportunities be made for these young people out there. We need a system that ensures kuti our youngsters, rather than kuti munhu akangopedza chikoro either ane option yekuenda kunze kwenyika kana kuti yekujakwa street. Those are the two options that are there right now. And now we are facing brain drain because vanhu vacho vari kudzidza vari kuenda kunze. When they go out, it's not like they're going to be thinking about us. Vanenge vakutoitawo zvavo because they've actually noticed kuti, you know, when we are in here, when we are here, we are better off than being home. So it's high time us ourselves that are there in Africa to pick ourselves up and ensure that we create a sustainable model for us as Zimbabweans. Because young generation do future mangwana. Ikafa is as good as the future is just dead.
And I'd like to differ a bit and say vechidiki are the leaders of today because muri kunyeperwa nemadharazi, muri vatungamiri vemangwana, and when tomorrow comes, they don't want to give up leadership. Yeah.
That's so true,
they keep telling you that you are the leaders of tomorrow.
Tomorrow jasvike.
Tomorrow akasvika mangwana ajanza, okay, mirai mbichana. And before you know it, you have gray hair. Nkosana, besides ama problems, hlasela basakhulayo ngapha akhulunywa ngo Kudzai, akhona ina manye a unique also wabonile. And not only that, from ama interactions akho labasakhulayo abavela kwamanye amazwe ase Africa abaphansi kwe Mandela Washington Fellowship, akhona yini amanye ama-problems owazwileyo bekhuluma ngokuthi hayi elizweni lethu inkinga ezihlasela abasakhulayo ezihamba phambili ilezi?
Okay, into engayibonayo lapha engathi yansho kambijana nxa ukuthi sathi sifika and then sizama ukwenza ama-introductions just trying to get to understand each other, sizo lapha abavela khona ukuthi izinto zenziwa njani, where they come from. I was actually surprised to know Guti, the problems that we have back home is the same problems that they have, if not worse. So we see what number one thing that is coming up in all the conversations that we're having as young leaders is in the way of corruption. We see that corruption is everywhere, and it's a big problem. It's a big problem if you look throughout Africa. So we just share my ideas, and you'll be thinking that, no, where we're coming from, it's bad. But now you have figured out, you interact with other people, and then you see, it's just a doom for all the 52 countries as Africa. So you really wonder, how best can it be dealt with, and all. Then another thing, my problems which I have seen here with locals is... So we had an opportunity to come by and try Casa Maraniela. I don't know if it's really correct, but it's just a refugee camp, which is about 10 kilometers away from Lapa Stala Corner. And so Ngati Suga Lapa, we told to see a refugee camp. I was expecting one of them to go to Latin America or Mexico, because that's the idea that we had, which I want to cross into the United States. I want to go to Mexico and Latin America. But we were surprised to get there, which is figure, and we found that more than 80% of our Tesabatralapana, they were mainly Africans. And it was shocking. And then we got to talk to them just to understand them, Muguti, Bafe Anjani, all the way to America. And then now they're narrating their journeys from Africa, which most of them, they fly from Africa into Brazil because they say, but Brazil, my visa restrictions are too much, unlike the other countries. Then they have to embark on a journey which can take up to 3 months. They have any form of transport in the Amazon forest. And as we all know from geography, the Amazon forest in the harsh weather, and undergoing that journey, it's very, very, very difficult. And it was something very painful. And I think Ankali Nyembe is listening to some of the stories and the things that are making these guys to leave the African countries, which can be fixed. But it's said that the people who can fix these things are just quiet about them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, it is unfortunate, really, because... many of them don't make it to America. Badliwa zinyoka, badliwa zinyamazana zendle, endleleni lapho. Umuntu eqashe ukuphela ungazakala ukuthi washona
phi. Yeah, so we had a conversation with one of the guys ovela Ivory Coast, and was saying they were a group of about 10, but abakwanisa ukufika lapha, they were only about 5. So half of them, they just lost their lives, and they're just like that on the way. And obviously communication, sometimes they don't even have communication with people back home. And these are people who probably will never be seen by their families. And you can imagine the trauma that the families have to go through, knowing that their loved ones are out there and they've got too many questions left unanswered. Yeah, it's very, very painful.
Indeed. Chipo, any unique problems that you've heard from your counterparts from other countries?
Oh, yes. I would like to talk from more of a gender perspective. I noticed that the same issues we have in regards to patriarchy are the same issues that women are facing in other parts of Africa as well. In terms of when you look at even political participation of women, we have less representation of women in political seats of all different political sectors. Also, women's participation is stifled in most leadership roles because they are looked as weaker counterparts to their male counterparts. We also noticed that as we were conversating with other fellows, that it is more to do with the social norms, the social values that people hold in those specific African countries or regions, that women are not allowed to do certain things or women are not allowed to participate in roles that have to do with critical decision-making processes. So that is something that I noticed that stuck out to me.
As you guys return to Zimbabwe with all this wealth of experience from the Mandela Washington Fellowship training, starting off with you, Kudzai. By the way, Kudzai's first name is Wenceslas. I have challenges pronouncing it, but he's Wenceslas Kudzai Katuka. Aka Academ, the comic, Ariku, Texas University, and he works with Simuka Comedy as Operation and Finance Director. Saga, as you return to Zimbabwe, Kudzai, what do you wish to change for yourself and for other young people?
So what I would want to change for myself is instead of focusing on me as a person, I would want to start creating opportunities for other people. Like we said, the people that are younger than me are the leaders of today. So I would want to do the same, you know, ensure that we empower this young generation that is coming. I'm at 2000. You know, those are partners. They still don't know what they are doing with life, you know, very experimental, and they don't really have, you know, that guidance from, it's an unpopular opinion, but it's something that I see because I also have a sister who's number 2000. So I think they need proper guidance to actually show them the direction that they should go through so that they also don't fall into these traps that we have fallen into. But I would want to also come back and ensure that we build a systematic industry for the arts, for comedy on my side, but you know, having a proper industry that is set up to protect the comedians as well as guarantee that, you know, our partners and audiences are having a good experience from the services that we offer, thereby creating a sustainable comedy market, sustainable comedy scene for the performers themselves, so that they also start making money and living off comedy, as well as ensuring that we empower people to fully express themselves, you know, freely without any fear.
Any one or two individuals vakambo furawo pasi pechirongwa ichi cheMandela Washington Fellowship that you admire, that you want to emulate as you come back?
Okay, yes. There is Munyaradzi Blogo from Magamba. He works at Magamba. There is Lucky Aroni from Bustop TV. These are the people that are also mainly within the sector of arts and fighting for social change, you know, using digital content for TV as well as for social media. So these guys are people that empower me each and every day, because some of the things that they adopt or they are doing out there is also some of the things that I'm actually seeing from this side that a lot of people haven't been able to be doing that side. So
I still and besides being changers of society, they are also employment creators.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Nkomazana, coming to you, as you go home, for yourself as an individual and labanya basakulayo, okumqoka ekwakhona.
Okay, you know, for one thing that we change among Pendela Eka is to, I just want to copy the ways people are running their businesses, decide the professional manner in which they are doing things or the way they are running their businesses, and we just try to paste that system back home and try to run our businesses professionally as well. We find that singenza into njalo, it helps now our business akhule, and as our business now akhula, we see that we create new opportunities within our organizations, and we're able to take on more employees or take in more people who want to work. And we know that once you do that, there's always a multiplier effect of employment creation. We're able to get people out of the streets. We're able to get the youths out of drugs and all.
Chipo, if you were to speak directly to those in power, what is it that you would like them to fix so that you can flourish and prosper as a young person, as an individual, and collectively as, you know, young people?
Okay. For me, since I mostly focus on leadership, I'd really love for, you know, the older generation to really take on that responsibility to mentor us, not to see us as opponents, but to actually mentor us to take up the leadership roles that they are currently in. And to realize that we as young people have the ability to bring in creative and innovative solutions when it comes to decision-making spaces and leadership roles. So I really love for the, you know, the older people, those in influential leadership roles, to actually look at us as people that are worthy to take up space, to sit at the tables of influence and bring in really critical and valuable inputs to making the nation a better place.
As we head towards the 2023 general elections, I know there's igulodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota oluhluphayo nyaya yekunyorisela kuvota musarudzodza 2023. Siyazi chipo abasakhulayo abanengi sikhuluma lenhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo zithi hayi igenge yenu ikhanya ayilandaba lokubhalisela ukuvota, uyamlanda umuntu, you offer them i-transport yokuthi ihambe ebhalise, yakutshela ukuthi mna vele into zokubhalisela ukuvota lezokuvota vele angizingeni. What would you want to say to abantu abanjalo?
It's interesting because a few weeks ago we went to the Civil Rights Museum. And we had to go across and see the things that the Black population here in America did for them to gain freedom and independence. So I would like to say, Wuti, to the younger generation, it is quite honorable to go out there. Ukubhalisa ukuthi livote. It is your right to vote. And also, you are actually appreciating, by voting, you're appreciating what the our ancestors or the older generations have done for us as probably, I would say, Africans to be where we are. And I know that for most of us, it's in this African landscape, it's mostly where Africans are against Africans. But I believe that if we go out there and vote to bring about change, we will be able to progress and move forward. So young people, it is very important, it's very critical to go out there and vote. It is you putting in your opinion through voting. It is you making that change through your voting.
Mm-hmm. So, and it doesn't matter really whether you vote for ZANU-PF or you vote for CCC, you vote for Mthwakazi. Yes. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi u exercise that right to vote.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true, because we've had instances where people could not be allowed to vote in certain instances. So when you have reached a place where young people can now freely vote, I say make use of the opportunity and go for it. Make your voice heard through your vote in whatever, whichever you want to vote for, it doesn't matter. But the fact that you have to exercise your rights as a young person, we only live once, so why not exercise your right while you're still alive?
Mm-hmm. Kuzai, izvizva ungadawo kutaura nezera rako nenyaya yekunyoresera kuvhota.
Vave vanonyoresera kuvhota nekuti chinhu chakakosha. This is a national process which gives a national decision, so it's for us all to take part into it. But one thing that I would also want to point out is chinoitika chacho ndechekuti vakawanda vacho tiri kungonovhota zvedu, but tiri kunovhota tisingazive zvatiri kuvhotera oro zvatisiri kuvhotera. So I think there is need for more election education, voter education that needs to be done to people so that they also really understand what this whole politics thing is about. Okay, if I'm voting for a particular candidate, this is what I need in a candidate. If I'm voting for a particular candidate, this is what I need in a candidate. So I think Ibaba Pachine a big gap when it comes to voter education. I think no kurza everyone to vote for anyone because it's something that will change our life or that will not change our life if we don't do that.
What you are saying, Kuzai, is striking because, you know, you'd expect because of the problems, the challenges that we have, you'd expect pretty much everyone to be engaged. And those are bread and butter issues. A, B, C, and D. And saka kana tichino vota tinenge tichivotera izvi unless really if somebody is from planet Mars or some other planet out there out of our galaxy.
Yeah, so that's very true because of what's happening would expect these guys to know, but there's also some issues that are deeper than that. You know, when you start comparing these nationalities that are in Africa, you see that some are making progress because of AB. For example, I'll give an example of Rwanda right now. Rwanda right now is one of the fastest growing African economies because the president there and the people that are supporting him are working for the people. So there's an issue here, servant leadership that they are running with. But now in Zimbabwe, everyone is corrupt now in a way because we have learned from the best. So now, in a way, we are just trying to live off something. Saka munhu akangwana chinhu chinomudyisa, whether ipati ipi anofarira uye asingafarire, that person is just going to try to at least get a living because remangwana hapana anoriziya. So that's one thing that's now out there. The mindset yedu yatongomirira kuti if I can leave nasi ndikakwanisa kuwana, so I can be able to join a political party as long as they are doing this for me. But that's not really where we are supposed to be as a nation. We really need to understand how we can change this whole thing. And yeah,
they have to register to vote. Kwete kuswera muchimhanyisa mbinga dzinenge dzakakwira motokari, and you see these young people chasing after that. I'm like, this is a sorry sight, really.
It's very unfortunate for us, the leaders of today. So
yeah, well said. Then Kosana, what can I take anger now? We don't think about police vote.
Yeah, in the vote, it's a very important thing. If you look at it, it's the only way for us to be heard. If we try to look at it, I feel like voting becomes then the stepping stone or the fundamental step, the first thing that we have to do before we even talk of participating in discussions or mapping the way forward for the country. So we have to go back and say, let's get there. Let's register as a mensia voter. And because we are the majority, so we play a very important role in when it comes to elections. So it's up to us now to also take the responsibility, and then we go out there and we register to vote.
Lenda bazama drugs, vechane lama drugs, avasakula, lokuchona vekijimi simbinga, ngasting esindevelele, tingunumbazilavizo.
Yeah, we need dama role models. We need dama role models as one in Zimbabwe. We need to look at for new role models. Tole abantu abasinspire as jengama youth, kuti singapungu, petula, umoya, whatever comes, eskichimerele, we just need to stay focused. So what is it that we want to achieve, sasa, then also work on the culture and the success. Yeah, it's not an easy step, by the way. It will take time, but people just have to remain focused. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. And as we wrap up, this is Studio 7, uhlelo The Connection, okuluhlelo lwabasakhulayo, chirongwa chatinokupakurai nechimuswe chipiri wega wega. Tonight we had three guests who are part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship varikuno ku America, vachiita zvidzidzo zveutungamiri and vakuhlanganiso kumakoleji achieneyo. As we wrap up, Kudzai, let me come back to you. Vezera rako and the younger generation, kana tichitarisa mukana wamawana kuya kuno kuAmerica under the Mandela Washington Fellowship, avo vasina kuwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa ichi, vasina kuwana that training yamawana, zvii zvamungava kurudzira?
It's now rest on us isusu vakawana the chance yekuya kuno kuti tive tinokwanisa kuenda and share the knowledge that we got here, the connections that we got here, so that we also move together as a nation. And also, if there are any that are still planning to be part of this program, it's a program that happens on an annual basis, so it's still there. There's still a chance for them to apply and get selected. There's quite a number of people, and I applied for the first time, and then I got in, but there's a number of people that were said they actually got selected probably in their fifth time of application, in their seventh time of application. So it's a very good program that I would recommend the people my age could divide it. But it's also up to us, those that came here, to go there and be able to transform and share the knowledge that I amass from this side.
Mm-hmm. Nkosana, you are Pamazonga Tanduwa Che Labasakula.
Okay, I'll just echo what Kadem said. Uti, it's up to us now as the leaders. Uti, we go back to our societies or communities and we educate and we just share lokesu kutolelapa with others, so that we just try to build the Africa we want. We just try to build the communities we want. So then I just encourage them to keep on doing the good work abayenza in their societies or in their spaces. One thing that I was told growing up is that hard work is always seen. So if you keep on working hard, one day, one way or the other, someone will recognize you and you get the opportunity. So I just encourage them to keep on working hard, to stay at it, and everything is going to work out for them.
And seen as in S-E-E-N, not S-I-N, right, Nkomazana?
Yes, correct.
thank you, Dave. And because we honor ladies on this program, Chipo, you have the last word.
Okay. I think what I would have to say to other younger people is that your contribution matters. So if you feel that you have to make a change somewhere, in any way within your capacity, please do so. And while you are doing that, be your authentic self. Do not try to be somebody else. As you are doing that, along the way, as you are paving your path, as you are carving your path, people are going to start recognizing, and people are going to come along and want to help you to be that. So continue to do the great work that you are doing to young people out there. And I would say apply for this fellowship. It will definitely be a transforming process to go through. And if anyone would love to know how to go about the process, I'm glad to help.
Mm-hmm. Well said. That's Chipo Paradzai of the Refined Hearts. She's the founder and director, and currently was in North Carolina with the Appalachian State University. You also heard from Nkosana Nkomazana, Ose University of Texas, and he's with the Fit Body and Vios Energy Companies. Thanks also to Kadem, the comic, once Lesi Kudzai Katuka. He's with Nkomazana at the University of Texas, and he works for the Simuka Comedy as Operation and Finance Director Lady and gentlemen, thank you so very much. Please feel free to come back on the show anytime. We thank you so much.
Really appreciate you having us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I am Tungamilinkomo.